This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Third and fourth Civil War statues, one of General P.T. Beauregard, was moved from New Orleans City Park, and the other of General Robert E. Lee in Lee Circle on St. Charles Avenue were both removed this week. Ex-Fox News folks Bill O'Reilly announced that he's joining Glenn Beck to do regular podcasts on his Blaze Network and right-wing radio, and Alex Jones, the right-wing radio commentator, resolved a lawsuit with the Chobani yogurt people, admitting he lied about their factory and workers in Idaho. More than 30 states, including Texas, have moved to curb incarceration rates and find alternatives to prisons, saying they've saved money while crime has stayed low. Louisiana's Democratic governor dropped a plan for the early release of old sick felons in exchange for district attorney support for easing penalties for nonviolent offenders, changes that would reduce the prison population by 10% in a decade. A drug application for Eptarosin, a $300,000 per year prescription, coincided with a shift at the FDA to give a larger role to patient families and advocacy groups. The change helped propel the drug campaign effort by Sarepta and parents. Companies that need Washington have turned to new, often untraceable tools, including hidden involvement with grassroots organizations to lobby decision makers and help sway public opinion. Many of these emerging tactics fall outside the government's long-standing definition of lobbying and remain masked to both officials and the public, making it hard to know how companies are interacting with the people charged with running the country. Tapes indicating that the current president of Brazil authorized hush money for an imprisoned politician who helped in the impeachment of his predecessor have led to calls for him to resign. Attorneys general from 15 states in the District of Columbia filed a motion to intervene in a long-running lawsuit over a core part of the Affordable Care Act. The lawsuit is challenging how billions of dollars of federal payments are made to health insurers. Those payments are critical to the stability of the Affordable Care Act marketplaces, which are designed to help individuals buy government-subsidized health coverage. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.